Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. It's Monday, July the 13th. And we thank you for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Fred Jackson.
Yes, sir. Back for another week.
How you doing, Brother Fred?
Doing great. Doing great.
Were you pleased to see that your Chicago Blackhawks National Hockey League team is not going to change their name?
Yeah, they're a tough bunch. Even though they didn't make the playoffs, they're still a tough bunch. Now, their name is Honors People. Yeah.
Is that a tribe?
Blackhawks, we're not sure yet. But also the Atlanta Braves, they're not going to change their name either.
Nor should they, I think.
Right.
The Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, I doubt will change their name.
Nope.
Those are honoring Native Americans in a positive way, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Now, the Washington Redskins are going to change their name today. Is that right?
Well, they made the official announcement that they're going to change their names, but we don't know. They don't know what the new name is, they say.
The rumor is that they're going to change it to the Washington Rednecks.
Ah, oh, wow.
Now, that's just merely a rumor at this point.
Right.
But my people.
Yeah. On the inside.
My insiders. Tell me that's probably coming down.
And the logo will be just a guy with
a farmer.
Overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, overalls with a farmer's tan, including a neck that is red.
Yeah. Now, would that be the mascot too?
Huh?
That would be the mascot.
It would be pretty easy to pull off.
Unless rednecks revolt, you know, and start getting in the streets and protesting the fact that they're being maligned. I don't know. But we'll see what happens with that one. But the Washington Redskins, it appears, is going to.
The name is retired.
They're going to change
the name and logo. Steve Jordahl, I think, is going to have more on that in the next hour. But that's, that team's been around for a long, long time with that name. So, I mean, it'd be like the Chicago Bears changing their name, you know, if Bears were offended, you know. But did you just say they've been around forever?
It's going to be hard. There's going to be a lot of Washington Redskins, and then the new name, excuse me, slipped up.
Are the Red Sox okay?
Red Sox, yeah, the Red Sox are okay for those who wear.
Sox have no voice, Fred.
In fact, let me just say this. One of the iconic moments in Red Sox playoff history was Curt Schilling's red bloody sock. You remember the pitcher? So that was a literal Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And Red Sox.
He's been canceled, you know.
Oh yes, he has.
Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
From erased from history.
Yes. So. He had a talk show or something, didn't he?
He's a conservative. Podcast? He's a conservative, right. And that's unacceptable to the woke woke crowd.
Crowd.
So he's been canceled. All right, Fred.
Oh, let me just say one other thing.
Sure. Yes, please.
Boston Celtics. Okay.
Yeah.
How many Irish people are going to be insulted with that leprechaun? You know what I'm saying? The little leprechaun. Same thing with the Fighting Irish. Okay. There's just these things go on too far.
That's right.
It depicts Irishmen in a way that's non-peaceful.
Very stereotypical.
Mm. Yeah. So they could be
drunken brawlers.
They could be on the chopping block.
Well, you never know.
So next, look for the Celtics and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to be targets of the woke crowd.
I think so.
By the way, Fred, before we get to you, let me tell folks, if they want to watch this here show on the internet, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues, and you can join us live there as we video stream the show. And also on our Facebook page, we post the stories that we are discussing so you can see the original sources of said topic for yourself. So join us on Facebook or YouTube by typing in Today's Issues. Fred?
All right. I think what we're getting through various stories this morning is the rebellion against the rebellion has started. And by that I mean, I think a growing number of Americans are just fed up with the mobs and the mob violence. Even those Americans who don't live in New York or Seattle or Minneapolis.
And you are not talking about Italian businessmen.
No.
When you say the mob.
That's.
I just want to make sure we understand.
Let me clarify that.
Talking about leftist
mobs. Out of
mobs.
Fear for my own life. But no, I just think the rebellion, and it's, you know, it's easy, or it's interesting to see how the rebellion against the rebellion is being manifested. And it took a comment the other day from some in the media and others who were upset that the president of Goya Foods, whose name is Robert Unanue, he is of Mexican descent. He went to the
Spanish, I think, Fred.
Okay, I thought he was from Mexico.
Well,
yeah. But he went to the White House, and he was invited to the White House with other Hispanic business leaders, and they were being honored by the president, entrepreneurial spirit, et cetera, et cetera. Well, some on the left just went ballistic. How dare he? Because the president of Goya Foods praised President Trump and thanked him for honoring Hispanic business people and the important role that they play in our economy. Well, you would think that he had said something like, vote for President Trump come November, or something along that line, because the left went absolutely ballistic. They demanded an apology from Robert Unanue. Well, he's not apologizing, folks. Here he is, cut number two.
It's suppression of speech. In 2012, 8 years ago, I was called by Michelle Obama. I wanted to approach the African-American community, the Hispanic community, to eat more nutritionally. I went to the White House later, and I introduced in Hispanic Heritage Month, President Obama. And so you're allowed to talk good or to praise one president, but you're not allowed, when I was called to be part of this commission to aid in economic and educational prosperity, and you make a positive comment, all of a sudden that's not acceptable. So, you know, I'm not apologizing for saying, and especially if you're called by the President of the United States, you're going to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy, no thank you. I didn't say that to the Obamas, and I didn't say that to President Trump.
All right, so that is the president of Goya Foods, Robert Unanue. And they called for a boycott of Goya Foods, and now there is a boycott that has been started out there, and that is building like crazy. And basically a boycott is go out and deliberately purchase Goya Foods, and there's a group of people that are going out amongst others, and what they're doing is they purchase the Goya Foods and they're sending it to food banks to help people out.
Wow.
So there is this idea, I think, that's building out there. Enough is enough of this. We're tired of this. And I'm sure if you live in New York, I mean, it was another violent weekend in New York. A little one-year-old girl in Brooklyn, New York was killed. They were out having barbecue. They were celebrating in front of their house, a group of people. Two guys, apparently, according to police reports, come along and open fire, just randomly. Little one-year-old girl killed. 63 shootings in Chicago this weekend, more than a dozen people killed. Folks are getting fed up with this nonsense, this mob rule. Portland, Oregon.
What does this have to do with Goya Foods, though? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that Goya Foods represents, I believe, what is building out there, a resistance against what's going on in our streets out there.
And let me just say this, too. I like this gentleman's attitude about being respectful to the office of president. I have said numerous times on this show, and this is my own hockey team now, when the Boston Bruins won the Stanley Cup in 2011, yes, it goes back a while here, The team was invited to the White House. Mm-hmm. President Obama was in office, and our goaltender, Tim Thomas, refused to go.
Yes.
And I thought and said, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't refuse just because you disagree with the person's politics. You respect the office. Mm-hmm. You respect the fact that you were invited to somebody else's house, so to speak, and you go.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, I think that's wrong. And I think it's wrong when people do it to President Trump. And apparently the CEO of Goya Foods has the same attitude. When he was invited by the Obamas, he went. Invited by the Trumps, he either went or is going to go. I don't know.
He went. Yes.
All right. To me, that's just being respectful of people with whom you disagree.
Well, also, weren't they there to recognize Hispanic contributions to the American economy?
Yes. Yes.
That's so, I mean, it wasn't a political event per se.
No.
It was.
It wasn't a campaign event.
It wasn't a campaign event for President Trump.
Here was the sin that the president of Goya Foods, according to the left, committed. He praised President Trump for all that he's doing for the Hispanic community. Going back several months, remember the unemployment rate amongst the Hispanic community?
So you're not allowed to have an opinion like that, according to the woke mob. They're the ones who initiated the boycott then of Goya Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a responding boycott, but it seems like everything's devolved into this. Well, I won't buy Nike.
Right. Huh? Because of their support for Colin Kaepernick.
They herald Colin Kaepernick as a hero.
As a spokesperson.
And just the other day, Colin Kaepernick came out and said on July 4th, he wouldn't celebrate your Independence Day. Because celebrates
white supremacy, he said.
Celebrates white supremacy. This is Colin Kaepernick calling July 4th, our nation's birthday, Independence Day, a white supremacist holiday, and yet Hollywood and others praise him. And the NFL now is praising him. Colin Kaepernick, I'm talking about. So this is going on back and forth, left and right, these kinds of things. But you do have to decipher what's reasonable, I guess you could say. And it seemed like to me for this gentleman to go and to the White House at an invitation to celebrate Hispanic-owned businesses. And then, you know, he weighs in with his thoughts on what the president has done for the Hispanic community. You know, that's within the bounds to me of his rights as an American citizen, and also, the right not to be canceled from culture because he said these things, but not according to the left. I don't know what we're going to have left at the end of the day, if these people have their way, are we going to just cancel our American history as of yesterday and start all over, you know what I'm saying, with history books? Because these folks, you know, they want to take down Mount Rushmore. They're ripping down statues. Nancy Pelosi. You would think a seasoned political veteran like Nancy Pelosi, the leader of a major political party in our country, would obviously be opposed to this kind of vandalism and anarchy, but she's not.
We have audio to prove your point. It's
What's she going to be commenting on here?
Fred? She's going to be commenting on what you're talking about, the tearing down of statues.
She was asked about this, and this was what she said.
This is what she said, cut number three.
I don't care that much about statues.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community does.
But you heard what she just said.
Hey, don't talk to me about President Trump saying things that are off the wall or provocative. Well, I say, don't talk to me about that if you're not willing to talk about this right here.
Right.
This is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. When asked about vandalism and anarchy and tearing down statues, she says she doesn't care about that.
People are going to do what they're
going to
do.
People are going to want to do what people do. Let me tell you something. She does care about that, too, because she's wanting to remove anybody from the Capitol that has anything to do with the Confederacy.
Yeah.
In our history, there are statues, for example, in Statuary Hall of people that were from southern states back during the Confederacy,
mm-hmm.
and they're in there. And according to her, she doesn't care if somebody comes in there and just rips them down.
Nope.
People are going to do what they are going to do.
People are going to do. That's the answer mm-hmm. to this. That's the Democrat Party leader saying she doesn't care about mobs going around the country. Think about that for just a moment. The reporter even gave her a chance to say, well, I'm in favor of removing some statues and monuments, but it must be done in an orderly fashion.
And legally.
And legally.
You have a commission, you have a local government.
Yeah, she says she didn't care about that. Let the mob rule, because people will do what people do.
Well, let me tell you what's at work here, too, though. I who knows what's in the mind of Nancy Pelosi? That'd be a terrible thing to go in there and try to figure out what's going on. Okay, but here's the thing: what was her alternative comment? Her alternative comment could have been, "This is horrifying. This is un-American. You do not take it upon yourself as a member of a mob to tear down public property. It should go through proper channels." What would have happened had she said that? She would have angered the most outspoken, most activist-oriented wing of the Democratic Party.
Yes.
These radical leftists, mm-hmm. they would have been angry with her. Mm-hmm. They would have wanted to cancel her, and they would have twisted her words to make it sound like she's in favor of the Confederacy, she's in favor of racism, we want her to step down. She knows which side her bread is buttered on. And I don't believe you're going to have anybody of any leadership in leadership in the Democratic Party saying, stop these mobs, stop these tearing that. They can't do it. They can't do it without risking losing in November.
And to your point, Joe Biden makes his economic plan known last week. And we all know. And Bernie Sanders came out. Remember what Bernie Sanders said last week about Joe Biden? He is going to be the most progressive president this nation has ever had.
And he'll never know it.
Yeah. I hate that word. I hate that word progressive because that's wrong.
Right.
It's leftist.
Right.
Listen, Joe Biden will be controlled by the Bernie Sanders crowd, which includes the far left, as you've just said. So, I mean, that's the root, and that's why Nancy Pelosi said what she said.
She had no choice. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't believe what she said, but she had no choice but to say that.
No, why not? Why doesn't she have a choice?
Because they will absolutely lose in November if they don't have the AOC wing of the Democratic Party.
You're telling me the majority of Americans, I'm not putting words in your mouth, are for ripping down statues and monuments and vandalism and mob rule?
Absolutely not, but what the Democratic Party has put together a coalition mm-hmm. for November, and the majority of the Democratic Party, I think, probably 60%, are not far leftists. They're not even Bernie Sanders type socialists. They do like the Joe Bidens and those kinds of folks. That's why the establishment pushed to make sure that Bernie Sanders did not get the nomination. But there is probably a 20 or 30% wing of the Democratic Party that is going to be out in force in November, and in these battleground states, they have to have them. So the coalition, it's like saying we can't get rid of the gay vote, the black vote, the Hispanic vote. You got to have the radical left,
and we need the mob vote,
and we need the mobs.
Yeah, the people who are ripping down statues I guess. Even as far left as Nancy Pelosi is, I'm still a little stunned that she would say it like that. She doesn't care about statues, and people will do what people do. You're talking about major criminal activity,
mm-hmm.
vandalism, defacing,
mm-hmm.
Mobs going around with ropes tearing down things. And her answer is people will do what people do. This reminds me of when asked about what happened on 9/11, Ilhan Omar, is that
Ilhan,
her name?
Ilhan Omar.
The congresswoman from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. The Somali immigrant.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
She said, what about 9/11 and you know, the terrorist attacks on Americans? She says, some people did something. That was her response.
Well, some people did some things.
Some people did some. 3,000 people lost their lives in New York alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her. That's her response to. And there seems to be no price to pay.
Right.
It's not on the left. That's shocking, quite frankly, to think a major political party in this country is this far gone.
Yep.
It's, you know, and again, these are people who want to criticize President Trump for one of his tweets or oftentimes put words in his mouth or misconstrue his words. Now, sometimes President Trump does hurt himself with the comments or tweets. I agree with that. But they're not anything compared to what Nancy Pelosi just said, or what Ilhan Omar. I apologize. What she said there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joe Biden is, you know, they say, well, he brings back civility. Really? He's the one calling people pony-faced dog liars.
Lying pony, dog-faced pony soldier.
He said that to a 20-year-old or so, one young lady at an event. He told one fellow on the campaign trail, looked him in the eye, who was talking to him, and said, "You're full of excrement."
Hmm. Right.
Basically, is what he said to him.
I don't even know what a lying dog-faced pony soldier is.
I give him props for creativity.
That is great creative.
Yeah, it is. And just to come up with that off the top of your
pony soldier. I'm going to look that up.
I think somebody said it was a quote from an old movie. But anyway, I'm just saying that Joe Biden is not only is a gaffe machine, but he also lies about his record,
mm-hmm.
about his accomplishments, and I mean just straight up lies about it. And then this was sort of lost in the shuffle a few months ago. Joe Biden said didn't he say he was arrested with Nelson Mandela?
He was not arrested with him. He was waiting to speak with him, I guess traveling to meet with Nelson Mandela, and was arrested.
Right. As it turns out, that was not true.
Correct.
Huh? But he embellished, you can say embellishes, mm-hmm. or some people call that fib and lying. But I'm saying, you know, he does those kind of, has done those things mm-hmm. many, many times down through his career. I'm talking about Joe Biden. So, all right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Fred, he's yet to pick his vice presidential candidate. Why is that, you think?
Well, I think we know the type of person he wants, and we've been told, and it hasn't been disputed, that he wants a female of color, probably African-American.
Right, but you got to be a color other than white.
That's correct.
Huh?
That's what we know.
Has white been canceled as a color yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know.
You don't know?
You're asking me. I can't keep up with what's been canceled and what hasn't.
Okay, I just wondered. But he hasn't picked his vice presidential.
He's working down the list, he has told us.
Yeah. Mm. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Hey, our good friend Ray Comfort will be with us. And we'll talk about, can Christians support the organization Black Lives Matter? That's the question we're going to talk to him about.
On the next Today's Issues, we'll talk with Dr. Frank Turek.
The founding fathers were products of their time. Just like you, they got some things right
and they got some things wrong. By the way, they did not invent slavery. Most cultures had it at the time.
We'll also have news headlines and analysis from American Family News. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Wondering how you'll finish your degree now? At Liberty University, we want to help. So when you transfer into one of our more than 100 undergraduate online programs this fall, you could earn up to $3,600 in transfer student scholarships, or more if you live in Virginia. That means you could pay less than $900 per course and transfer in up to 75% of your degree. That's up to 90 credits. Save time and money at a school that's been helping students like you for over 30 years. Learn more by texting DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
Claire Janover made national news the other day when she declared her allegiance to Black Lives Matter. She also threatened to stab anyone who uttered the phrase, "All Lives Matter." Ms. Janover is a recent graduate of Harvard University, and she was excited to announce recently she had been hired by Deloitte, a prominent British accounting firm. But it turns out Ms. Janover is now looking for a new job. Turns out the folks who run Deloitte are a little bit sensitive to employees threatening to brutally stab people over a political statement. Ms. Janover posted a video on TikTok bemoaning her current lot in life. Oh, it was quite emotional. Understandable, of course, losing a job like that over something she posted on social media. She blamed everybody but herself. You know, there was a time in American history when people cherished their privacy, but these days it's the Wild West on social media. Something you post as a 13-year-old could ruin the rest of your life. Honestly, the country was better off before social media. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Fred. Hey, if you'd like to send us an email, just go to comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. And remember, if you send an email, we need it to be a K-Love email. Positive and encouraging. Okay? I want to make sure.
Every day is a Friday.
I'm borrowing that slogan from our friends at K-Love.
Right.
But anyway, hey, we've got our good friend Ray Comfort on the phone with us from hot Southern California. I think the temperatures are hovering around 100 degrees there. And that's where Ray's ministry is based, Living Waters. They are well known for their equipping of Christians on how to evangelize, how to reach people for Christ. That's what Living Waters is known for mostly. Ray joins us now. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. I don't know why I'm smiling. I'm even started.
What'd you say?
I don't know why I'm smiling before we've started. You guys make me laugh. I don't know why.
Oh, I guess.
Must be our accent.
And you don't know why.
I don't know why. I'm just smiling before we start.
And I don't know why. All right, what's the high today out there where you live?
Oh, around 100, but we've got AC, so that's probably why I'm smiling.
Hey, let me ask you this before you get into your topic, though, that you guys have got a new video out on. What's the latest from the governor there in California in terms of churches and worship services? Has that been? I know that's been a source of contention between Christians and the governor. Go ahead.
Not really. A lot of people don't take any notice of him, especially in Huntington Beach, where I go a lot. People just don't take notice of the governor. It's just him up there doing his thing and them down there. And so, no, we don't take much notice of whatever his name is.
So you're not big on Romans 13? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Pray for him. Pray that he's a rebel, a man who fears God, and that we continue to live peaceable lives. And I wear masks when I go out in public, when I go to Home Depot and stuff like that. But I hate it. It's horrible. And so a lot of people feel like I do. It's too hot to wear a mask. You just keep away from people and try and keep breathing, because the mask kind of stops that. But that's what they want to bring in, mandatory masks. And we're not excited about that.
Got you. All right, talk about your latest video regarding Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, we decided we'd create a quality video. A lot of our videos aren't high quality. It's just me witnessing. I go out in the streets and share the gospel with people, and there's not much, there's no bells and whistles. But our ministry decided we'd make a bells and whistles video for the Black Lives Matter thing, and three of us went out, not just myself, the president of our ministry, and Mark Spence, who's in charge of the School of Biblical Evangelism. We got people's opinion on Black Lives Matter, and that organization is wicked. It's evil. What they stand for is good, obviously, Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to risk being stabbed by saying All Lives Matter, but the problem is that people don't separate the organization from what they say. If the KKK started saying drowning people matter, and they sat on the beaches of every beach in the U.S. and they saved people from drowning, we can commend what they're doing, but not the organization. And so this video separates the organization and shows it to be Marxist, and shows it to be anti-family and pro-homosexual, very, very liberal, violent. And so the thing has had over 100,000 views in 2 or 3 days. People can watch it on Living Waters YouTube channel.
Well, they're self-confessed or admitted Marxist. I'm talking about the leaders of Black Lives Matter.
Trained Marxist.
Trained.
Yeah. You know, I've said it before many times, that we're a nation that's lost the fear of God. It's like we're living in a prophetic movie where we're seeing biblical signs all around us. People have lost the fear of God. I like that scripture. Let me stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. And we need to remember that we're like Israel of old, that became idolatrous, forgot about Moses, and then gave themselves to sexual sin and violence. And that's exactly what's happened as a nation. We've lost that.
Where is that video?
Living Waters YouTube channel. Just go and type in Living Waters or Ray Comfort and it will come up. And the channel's just I think it's 124 million views now, so we're excited that it's making inroads.
You can also, if you want to, folks, connect through our Facebook page, Today's Issues, and we're linking that to, if you couldn't understand Ray's accent.
Let me just share something with you that I find very exciting. We published a little booklet, just a small 20-page booklet called How to Be Free from the Fear of Death. And for some reason, death is on the mind of many people. And if we sell 10,000 copies of any new booklet in the first 3 months, that's pretty healthy. If we sell 20,000, that's phenomenal in 3 months. In 3 months, we sold 137,000 of this booklet called How to Be Free from the Fear of Death. I gave a couple out at a gas station the other day, and I was surprised at how remarkably well accepted they were by the people I gave them to, because death is on the mind of so many people for some reason. You know, I am amazed at the television host's ability to act. So many bad things are happening, yet they've still got a smile in their eyes and have a positive attitude. Let's see how many have died of this and that. And I think during the advertisements, they're bursting into tears. We're living in a time when we're seeing the fulfillment of Jesus' word, whoever hears my sayings and does not keep them is like a man who built his house on sand. And so many, probably billions throughout the world at the moment, are realizing their house is built on sand and they're crumbling. So as Christians, we need to step up to the plate with the gospel. And that's our agenda as an organization, is to equip Christians to overcome their fears, realize around us people are terrified of death. And we've got the answer that Jesus Christ has, past tense, abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And people can actually read the booklet free of charge on livingwaters.com, How to Be Free from the Fear of Death. It's knowledge that each of us should know, should be able to give to other people.
You're talking to Ray Funny Accent Comfort from Southern California, Living Waters Ministries.
Fake, don't you? I've told you it's fake.
What do you say?
Fake.
Oh, fake.
Yeah,
fake.
I just talk like this so that people listen.
Hey, one other question for you. You've interviewed so many people. You talked to many unbelievers or people who subscribe to another faith. Can you explain why, especially the unbelievers or the secularists or the people who reject the God of the Bible? You know, they're very critical of Christians a lot of times because of the Ten Commandments or the Sermon on the Mount or the moral teachings that we subscribe to, that we proclaim as part of the gospel. And you'd use the moral teachings of Christ in the Bible in evangelizing. But why is it that they belittle us and ridicule us for having our beliefs, and yet they have their own lefty, what we call left-wing agenda, that they subscribe to, which to them is absolutism? Why is that?
We've got to remember that we are a threat to everything they live for. We're attracted to sexual sin like moths to a flame, especially pornography. Guys, when I was a kid, when I was 13 or 14, if I wanted to see a dirty picture, I'd send a friend and buy a magazine that had what wouldn't even consider porn at the moment. It's just a lusty picture. Nowadays, anyone has access to hardcore pornography secretly in a second on their phone. And so we've got a nation that's given itself to darkness, and the darker it gets, the more they're going to hate the light. So when we stand up and talk about righteousness, they're going to hate us for the same reason criminals hate police. They don't hate police for who they are, but because of what they stand for. They will kill an officer because what he stands for righteousness. And we're hated for the same reason. Jesus said, the world hates me because I testify of its deeds that they're evil. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So as Christians, because we stand for that which is right, we're a threat to every pleasure they love. Homosexuality, fornication, abortion, which is the big money-making thing, pornography, lust, everything. We've escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. That's the big sin of America, always has been the sin of humanity. And so we've got to realize that, but bite the bullet, tell them the truth. And when they realize that they're in trouble with God and their will to live kicks in, they will listen to the gospel. And that's what I'm finding on our channel. I spoke to a witch the other day and shared the gospel with her and another guy in a wheelchair. They've got two interviews combined. And that's had over 120,000 views in about a week. So that's worth watching. But you can see people change in a moment once they understand that they are in danger that overcomes their love of sin.
All right, so what's the website?
It's livingwaters.com is the website to read that little booklet. And Living Waters YouTube, or type in my name, Ray Comfort, make sure you use the accent when you type in the name, or Living Waters, and it will come up.
Have you been wearing a face mask while you've been talking to us?
I went into a store the other day, and seriously, a guy said to me, and I said the same thing back to him, and I thought, this is just crazy. He couldn't understand me with my accent and the mask. He couldn't understand him.
That's funny. Hey, Ray, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. God bless you and your ministry.
Hey, thank you. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's Ray Comfort joining us from Southern California.
Or so we think.
Yeah. We don't know exactly. All right, Fred, next story.
All right, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, very, very concerned about the spread of the coronavirus. So he announced last week that basically he's canceling all the festivals you can imagine. New York City's a melting pot, Puerto Rican, various groups there. He's canceling all their festivals because he's very concerned at these festivals. People come within close quarters of each other.
Right, can't social distance.
Can't social distance.
A lot of singing, a lot of dancing.
Yes, we don't want that.
Right.
However, he made an exception. He doesn't have a problem, he said, with Black Lives Matter protests continuing in that city. Despite all the violence, despite what they're doing to the police in that city. So let's have a listen to Mayor de Blasio saying his one exception. Hey, he's right behind them. Cut number five.
Outdoor concerts, and it means things like parades. You know, things that here in the city can mean not just thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. It's just not time for that now.
What about protests? If people want to march down Fifth Avenue, are they going to be allowed to do so?
Look, Wolf, this is always an area of real sensitivity. If you're just talking about health, we would always say, hey, folks, you know, stay home if you can. But we understand at this moment in history, people are talking about the need for historic changes. I mean, today in New York City, you know, recognizing the power and the meaning of the message Black Lives Matter, which we did in front of Trump Tower today, this is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that, but also say to people, the kinds of gatherings we're used to, the parades, the fairs, we just can't have that while we're focusing on health right now.
Well, did he answer the question?
Well, I think you could summarize it saying we're concerned about health to the point we're canceling all these festivals. But, Black Lives Matter protests in the street. You know, the COVID virus just doesn't go near those folks.
Yeah.
So we're not where
he did because he said we just had that in front of Trump Tower.
Yeah.
So he's supportive of the Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Protests.
Yes.
And that's the one that he will allow. I don't see how that survives a challenge in federal court. You can't pick and choose who gets to have First Amendment rights.
He and Governor Cuomo were rebuked less than 2 weeks ago, I think, by a federal judge for this very thing, because they were, you know, clamping down on all kinds of gatherings, weddings, funerals, festivals, but yet they themselves were out attending the marches,
mm-hmm.
which violated their own edicts.
And it violates the First Amendment as well.
Last week there were videos, because what they did, he joined a bunch of Black Lives Matter people out in front of Trump Towers, and there was Bill de Blasio, no mask on, painting the Black Lives Matter big yellow letters in front of Trump Towers.
By the way, they did that in Washington, D.C. too. Are we going to start painting all our roads with social justice messages or left-wing political messages?
Well, you're not going to.
And no, I'm not.
No other conservatives will be allowed to. But
I wouldn't be for painting the roads permanently, at least, for any message.
Yeah, I agree. No, I wasn't. I was being a little bit sarcastic towards these.
Well, I'm not good at catching that kind of stuff, Ed.
No, I know. So. I know. There's only going to be one group who's going to be allowed to paint their slogans, and that will be the radical left. Everyone else, no, you cannot get a permit. You'll be arrested if you try to paint something on the street.
By the way, it's going to be very interesting to watch, but Judicial Watch, the conservative legal organization, they do great work, by the
they
way.
Do.
I don't know those folks personally. Mm-hmm. Tom Fenton, I see on TV every once in a while. And I've seen him and heard him at conferences I've been to. But they filed a lawsuit, which I think has a chance of success, regarding the Washington, D.C. mayor's painting of Black Lives Matters near the White House. And what Judicial Watch is arguing is, hey, if the mayor can put a political message on a street, then that street should be open to others who want to put various messages on them as well. Why should it be just the exclusive, if it's public property,
right?
Why should it be just the exclusive use of the mayor's office? And I don't know. It seems to me that may have some merit in court in terms of a free speech argument.
Mm. Well, you would think it would. If you know, the reading of the First Amendment makes it clear that the government, of course, cannot clamp down on freedom of speech and these public gatherings, right to peaceably assemble. But the government also can't decide that it's going to have certain speech and not let anybody else contradict it.
Right.
You know, so this is not clear. These are clear lessons that these politicians either should already have known or they do know and they're just ignoring it.
Well, I think in the case of the mayor of Washington and Mayor de Blasio, who painted the big Black Lives Matter in yellow on the roads out in front of the White House and Trump Tower, it was just spite. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason they put them there.
Who did the defund the police? Was that in New? Where was that? I saw that big yellow. Letters.
Some other city.
Maybe Portland or
defund
something.
Defund the police. Yeah. Do we really want our roads?
No.
Painted with all kind of, graffiti? Whatever.
It's just to make a point because you can't read it when you're driving anyway. So it's not for the people.
Well, these are
the
same
road.
People. These are the same people who want to say President Trump's petty.
Right.
And I agree, he is petty sometimes. Mm-hmm. But these are the same people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You want to talk about petty? How about getting 300 gallons of paint, whatever, and taking a whole city block to send a political message?
Yeah. Shutting it down while you're painting it.
Just to say, they didn't put it in a different part of Manhattan. They put it right in front of Trump Tower.
Yes. Right.
To say, in your face, mm-hmm. Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Hey, like that.
Your tax dollars at work.
Right. So, I mean, these, you're saying that's not petty? You know right. what I'm saying? And again, to reemphasize what Ray Comfort was talking about earlier, I guess we can't point this out enough. We need to differentiate between Black Lives Matter, the organization, which they're Marxist. They said they say on the go look it up for yourself. Type in Black Lives Matter and BL capital B L M, and you'll see their charter or their statement of purpose. And you'll see how they said they're Marxist is what they are. And they want to disrupt or dismantle, they say, the nuclear family mm-hmm. in America. Mm-hmm. So these are who these people are, and that opposed to the sentiment, Black Lives Matter, which we all can agree with, mm-hmm. Black lives do matter, and all lives matter in the eyes of God. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. So the defund, Brent Creeley, our producer, says the defund the police mm-hmm. was also
DC?
In Washington, D.C., you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Fred.
Congresswoman Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez of New York.
A.K.A. AOC.
AOC.
You like how I did that?
I like that.
I don't know if she's president of the squad, but she gets a lot of press. Well, she certainly got a lot of press for something she said on the weekend. You know, there's been violence in New York. Protests.
Violence is surging in New York.
It's surging in New York. Crime is way up.
Right.
She was asked about this. Now, I'm not going to say anything else. I just want you to listen to what this congresswoman had to say, her assessment of the violence that's going on in New York right now. Cut number 8.
So why is this uptick in crime happening? Well, let's think about it. Do we think this has to do with the fact that there's record unemployment in the United States right now? The fact that people are at a level of economic desperation that we have not seen since the Great Recession? Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent. And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
So it's grocery stores that are being attacked.
Yeah, people are going in to get a loaf of bread.
Well, listen, I hate to quote. You know, at this point, I'm going to quote one of our nation's leading minds of the past, okay? Forrest Gump, okay? Stupid is as stupid does. I'm not sure exactly what that has to do with our conversation here.
You're saying what she said was stupid.
Yes. That you can tell if someone, listen, this is ugly. This is an ugly way to put it. Some of our listeners may be offended by the way I'm going to say it, but you can tell if a person's an idiot if they say idiotic things on a consistent basis. I have said idiotic things occasionally, okay? My wife points those out, all right? We're done with it. I change.
Okay. Should we interview her about that?
If you're going to say idiotic things on a consistent basis, people are going to say, well, that woman's just an idiot. That is idiotic. That's an idiotic
statement.
But is
this how lefties think?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yep. Because they don't believe in the Bible, so they don't believe in fallen, sinful human nature. So they have to come up with an explanation for why people that they think are born good, why do good people do bad things? It's because they're forced to do it, or they're reacting to circumstances. Because AOC is a Marxist, she's going to look at it from an economic standpoint. This is why you had remember the London train bombings.
Yeah,
remember the argument was made by then a spokesperson for the Obama administration. These young Muslim men just need jobs.
Yes,
that's why they're doing this. Because a Marxist worldview explains everything in terms of economics. AOC has no choice but to blame this on someone other than the perpetrators, because she views our country from the vantage point of oppressor and oppressed.
She would have helped her case had she cited, you know, the number of bread loaves that have been taken off the shelves, yeah, or our other groceries.
Right.
Because these are just people wanting to feed their families.
With big screen TVs and sneakers.
Yeah.
Right.
Also,
you're right. What she said was stupid. I mean, there's just no other way to describe it. And the violence we're talking about here, more than just petty theft, okay, like she's referring to, we're talking about people shooting each other in cold blood in broad daylight. We're talking about cops under attack. In New York City, I'm talking about, you look at the statistics, violent crime is way up in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes.
It's starting to rival Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is, number one, the way that the police have been thrown under the bus by Mayor de Blasio and other officials there, including AOC. Mm-hmm. So the police are demoralized. Many of them are retiring early, and you couple that with this rise in gang activity or open criminal activity, you got a recipe for disaster there. That's the reason why violent crime in New York has spiked.
Well, their philosophy that they've had for a long time. They now feel they can use what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd. And by the way, what's going on in New York, these protests, the violence, have nothing to do with George Floyd or police brutality. It's about their ideology.
AOC said things like, we've got 12 years to address climate change or it's over. She said, remember she talked about people drinking out of toilets? Down on the border,
right.
She talked about ICE detention centers or concentration camps. I mean, this woman has said one loony thing after another.
I want to know where she gets her helium. That's what I want to know.
She does talk like a 7-year-old girl, but I don't hold that against her.
No, it's her messaging.
Yes.
That you have a problem with. Thank you, Fred.
You are welcome, sir.
Ed and I shall return in 5 minutes with one Steve Jordahl. We'll see you back here then.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.